Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, toilet flushing and ice cream truck songs. You'll hear those coming up right after this.
I'm Doug LaDouche, and I approve this ad. Like many of you, I think taxes are too high.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you, I pay taxes on my cigarettes, liquor, and magazine prescriptions. And imagine how many jobs would be created if we could deduct our everyday living expenses, like child support, haircuts, and escort services. People often ask if I'm a member of the Tea Party, also known as the Tea Baggers. I tell them no. But many teabaggers do support me, Doug LaDouche. I call them LaDouche baggers. I'm Doug LaDouche, and I'm for eliminating all taxes.
Oh,
the
good.
Government should use its own money, not ours.
Paid for by the Doug LaDouche for President Committee, Ted Fiekelman, Treasurer.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. We have to catch up with a few other things. What have we missed?
Well, archaeologists in China unearthed an ancient manual flush toilet that dates back 2,400 years.
Wow.
China Daily reports that broken parts of the toilet, including a bent pipe, were found at the Yinyang archaeological site last summer.
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, the Yinyang is right
Yin
next
Yang.
To... No, the Yinyang.
Not Yang. Yung. Yung.
Well,
Yang.
There's the Walla Walla...
Bing Bang.
Bing Bang,
yes.
And then the...
The toilet is believed to have been used by rulers of the Qin Kingdom during the Warring States period.
Well, I think it's more likely from the... The Dong Dynasty.
Of course. Which was 475 to 221 BC.
Of course,
or
the Qin Dynasty.
Who doesn't
by
know?
The
Dong
you dynasty. Have Bang, the first emperor of the Han Dynasty, 206 BC to 220 AD. Liao Riao.
The Han Dynasty?
Yeah.
Hey!
researcher
what's
at
the Yao Yao.
Liao Rao, a researcher at the Institute of Archaeology at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, explained that the toilet bowl was placed indoors with a pipe leading to an outdoor pit.
Wow.
He added it's the first and only flush toilet to be ever unearthed in China.
They say that it was man-made, but Dr. Fauci's insisted it was nature. It was just caused by nature.
Prior to this discussion.
Man paid for coronavirus to create it.
Is that right? Is that right?
I allocated the money, yeah.
Is that right?
100%. Judge Arnold angers half of America.
Well, what about the virgin blood? Oh, sorry.
Prior to this discovery, the first manual flush toilet was believed to have been invented...
In the 3rd century? 4th?
Boy, you got them all.
You got them all.
By John, if there's anything funnier than the 3rd century, I don't know what it is.
BC. Yeah.
By John Harrington for Queen Elizabeth I back in the 16th century.
Oh, yeah. Harry Harrington. Yeah. That was his nickname.
Yes.
Speaking of toilets, I know we have common... restroom facilities here.
Yes.
During the break, I went into what is normally the ladies' room.
Right.
You know, I don't mind sharing, but that's why we have air fresheners and cleaner. It is so disgusting.
No, you're not. No, it isn't. It was me.
Yes, it is.
And I flush as it's coming out. Essentially, I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something.
Christy. I left that bathroom odorless.
It's not odorless now.
Somebody went in between me and you.
No, that's not. It's him. Not so much so, it seeped into the men's room.
That is true.
There's a spray that you can use in there.
No, because then it just smells like spray plus crap.
Let me tell you something.
Like a mint-flavored dirt.
So true. You are banned.
No, I'm not banned.
You're banned.
I don't like the. I'm fully comfortable with the so-called unisex bathrooms. Right? I just don't like when they have the sign, "We don't care." Well, if you don't care, I'm just going to leave a turd on the floor, okay?
Yeah. Do you care now?
No. Really?
Would you like me to aim for the actual facility?
So someone being nice and saying, oh,
we don't care, whatever you are.
You go right ahead. Yeah. You're going, oh, really? I'll show you. That's the way you are.
But what I especially don't like when they do it in foreign languages. Look, I know this is a whatever kind of food
you're
this
in
is.
France.
Yeah. I don't know anything about your language. Is this language. Can anybody go in this one? What are the rules?
The smell, though, was horrible.
It was horrible.
You know what? It wasn't me then.
It may not have been you. I wasn't accusing you.
But I did
and
know.
I love all
I
of
was.
You.
I was.
I was outside. I knew something was up when I saw vultures circling. I thought, what's going on in there?
Mine was awesome.
Okay. Could we move on?
Awesome.
Could we move on, please?
Okay, authorities in Louisiana have arrested an ice cream truck driver for allegedly selling meth.
Nope, they just arrested the
truck. Yeah. I like a Choco Taco and a
Those are a delight. They're gone, aren't they?
They are gone.
That was a big thing.
Yeah. According to Slidell police, narcotics detectives pulled over the repurposed blue school bus for having no brake lights.
Slidell police.
And an expired license plate.
I can't spell cat if you spot him the C and the T.
Oh, look, there's the ice cream man. It's Uncle Marty. He's going to help the kids lose their teeth and the adults.
M-A-R-T-Y-M-E-T-H-T-H.
Police said detectives had received prior information that the owner was using the ice cream truck to sell meth. While searching the vehicle, they found melted ice cream in the freezer, along with methamphetamine and other drug paraphernalia. Well, they weren't even trying.
No, they didn't bother.
They had the music going 10 times the normal speed. That was kind of a dead giveaway.
Guys been out there all week.
The 42-year-old driver. Can you imagine being the kid running out there after that ice cream truck and he's just a fraud?
Can I have a SpongeBob?
Wait a minute.
Why are they playing the theme from Breaking Bad, Daddy? What happened to the monkey who chased the laundry bush, whatever the hell it was?
The 42-year-old driver was arrested.
What is that? You mean the... Wait a minute.
What is
Mommy, are my pajamas clean?
The laundry bush comes on Wednesday.
What is it? What is it again? The monkey...
The monkey what?
Well, somebody has to do something.
Please slow down and think.
Sorry.
I think it's the something about a hen in a hen house.
What is the
rooster went round the... What is it?
This has been the Bob and Tom Show. We appreciate you listening.
All these years.
Okay, that was fun.
Well, the monkey.
Christy, you're very red.
Well, you heard what he said.
Monkey. Chase the mulberry bush.
You know what? I don't know if it's what you said. I think it's how you said it. Like the bravado.
Was it the monkey?
I don't even care anymore. What's the monkey?
I can't breathe.
Beautifully done, sir. Hurts. I am in the presence of the great. I couldn't have done it better myself.
Oh, God.
Congratulations.
There was only one way to follow up one of the craziest sentences I've ever heard, which was, the monkey chasing the laundry bush? What?
So it's not a laundry bush?
What is a laundry bush?
I forgot about the laundry bush.
You need to, as soon as we're done with whatever we've been doing, you go in there and have Dean play you that. That was really, really something.
I'm trying to find the lyrics.
It was a mulberry bush.
Okay, not a laundry bush.
No,
okay,
it's
sir.
What is it that runs around the mulberry bush?
A monkey.
It really is the monkey and the mulberry?
Let's get off the monkeys.
There's a monkey.
And what's it doing to the bush?
Here, I found the lyrics.
Oh, here we go. I bet that word you said's not in there.
I bet it's not.
No, but I bet other words we can't say.
All around the mulberry bush.
The monkey chased the weasel.
Oh, okay.
Chased it first.
The monkey thought it was. A little poetry word there. The monkey thought 'twas all in good fun. Pop goes the weasel.
Yeah, everybody's forgotten about my sugar pie now.
Okay. then it gets just very weird.
Yeah.
A penny for a spool of thread, a penny for a needle. Oh, boy. Yeah. That's where all the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. That sounds like a John Prine lyric. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes.
What? Is that what it says?
Yeah. Prine.
No, that's a John Prine lyric. Oh. But this is, it says, a penny for a needle, that's where all the money goes. Oh, like some kind of a heroin thing?
And for those who haven't been listening all morning, Christy, when you just said, well, everyone's forgotten about my sugar pie, that's also very alarming out of context.
No, it's very...
I'm sorry.
I meant that.
What was it now? The monkeys?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What are the standards used for ice cream trucks?
What do you mean, what are the standards?
I mean, isn't it...
I'm sure
Pop
they're
goes
regulated.
The weasel and...
Yeah, I've heard the entertainer.
The entertainer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I've heard that on an ice cream truck.
What are you doing over there, Chick? Are we bothering you? Are you sewing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like it matters what we any of us do right now.
You're at work.
Okay, I've got the top 10 ice cream truck songs.
Oh, great.
And I have to tell you that Chick McGee is right there with number one, The Entertainer.
It was me. In fact,
I'm sorry.
Chick doubted that it was you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
I've got to get back on it here. Camp Town Races.
Okay.
La Cucaracha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brahms' Lullaby.
Where's
is that just the classic lullaby song? Da da da.
You would want that for an ice cream truck?
No, that.
Well, if you're trying to lull the children into a
get in the van.
Where's the one that you mentioned?
Where's Zippity Doo Dah in there? Is that in there?
Turkey in the Straw.
That's what I was thinking of when you.
How does that go?
The turkey in the straw.
Oh, what's a turkey doing in the straw?
I'll tell you what the turkey doing in the straw.
Stay with the monkey.
What rhymes with turkey? Almost. Sorry.
Man, you really, really nailed it. I gotta tell you.
It was awesome.
Just it was awesome.
What else is on the list?
Yeah.
I'm trying to. That's pretty much it for this list.
Okay.
There's the 10.
There's some more of them. Ice cream truck songs. Christy, did you have an ice cream truck ever come by your neighborhood?
Yes, we did. And then I got really excited because our regular van type ice cream truck that sold the bomb pops and all that became a Mr. Softy, which I loved because they had the soft serve ice cream in it.
Oh, was that the nickname of one of your dates?
No. Mr. Softy was a big deal in our neighborhood when they changed.
That's a hell of a story.
I'm just telling you. Did you have an ice cream truck where you lived, Chick?
As a matter of fact, my best friend's older brother drove the ice cream truck.
Well, there you go.
Would you often get free?
Absolutely. I was kind of a big deal until I hit about 20, and then it went downhill until just yesterday. So, there you go.
What was your ice cream of choice from the ice cream man?
I would just get a vanilla cone.
Oh, it was a softy?
Mr. Softy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never had that Mr.
Really?
Softy.
You never had Mr. Softy?
It was always the van-shaped.
Yeah. If the van-shaped guy came, I always liked those strawberry shortcake things or whatever they were.
They used to have a Cap'n Crunch ice cream bar.
Yeah.
That was chocolatey cake inside, and those things were badass.
Yeah, they were good.
Wow.
We had the Good Humor Man.
Of course you did. The white cap and the white outfit.
Now, is anyone here in a good humor? I hope so.
Did you hear what the monkey was up to?
Now, this monkey was naughty running monkey around the old laundry bush.
Mulberry bush. I'm sorry. I got confused.
And he wore a little bow tie, too, didn't he?
And then we had Uncle Marty.
I don't know. Who's
Uncle
that?
Uncle Marty?
Is he just a lunatic?
A pedophile?
That's a bad touch.
I mentioned this a few months ago on the show, Marty. And I immediately got some emails from people, including a photograph of Uncle Marty.
Come on down to the basement. I'll show you my new video kit.
He's still one of them.
Go see what this monkey can do.
Authorities, I tell you.
Sorry about the monkey thing. I just... Home on the Range is one.
Oh, sure.
The Cuckoo Waltz.
I wonder what the Cuckoo Waltz is.
It's like they would have updated songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mr. Softy theme.
Here comes Mr. Softy, the soft ice cream man. The creamiest, creamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy.
Yes.
What a refreshing delight to be. Look for Mr. Softy.
Six more minutes.
My milkshakes and my sundaes and my cones are such a treat. Listen for my store on
wheels. This is what David Lynch hears.
It was all a dream.
What a refreshing delight to be. Look for Mr. Softy.
I want to kill this for a second. This guy's dead.
Who's dead?
Mr. Marty?
Uncle Marty?
No.
Died in prison.
Uncle Marty.
The man that wrote the Mr. Softy jingle.
Well, of course he's dead. Well,
are you kidding? Did you hear it? Jesus. That was like the third song.
The singers are dead. That was the third song ever written.
He probably died 45 years ago.
He was born in Philadelphia. Mr. Les Wass.
I'll have Les Wass, please.
Last name spelled
on your rice cream suit.
His last name is spelled W-A-A-S.
Les
Wouldn't that be Wass? Les Wass? Wass? Yeah. Mr. Les Wass died at the age of 94.
Wow.
He wrote the It's Mr. Softy jingle.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming today.
For generations, it has sprung from ice cream trucks throughout the metropolitan area of Philadelphia.
Bringing so many smiles to area town.
And now the carrying of the casket to the burial site as the singers stand.
Mr. Wass.
There goes.
As cold as one of his ice cream cones.
It's a sad story. This guy died. Watch this.
He was 91.
It's a few years back.
I bet
this was 91.
I said 45 years.
But obviously, they're going to have his funeral on a Sunday.
Very nice. You saved yourself. You saved the whole break.
I heard that it rained a little bit. Just sprinkles.
Oh, no, start cussing some more.
I didn't cuss. I was saying something.
You did not cuss. That's the thing.
Really fun.
I got this one for you to clarify. Sorry, there was a problem earlier.
I wonder who caused that.
Here is the famous song. I was unclear in the lyrics. Here it is.
Here's a funny little song about a monkey and a weasel. All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey the weasel. The monkey thought was all in fun. Up goes the weasel.
A penny for a spool, a thread, a penny for a needle.
Yeah.
That's the way the money goes. Up goes the weasel.
That one didn't sound like that.
I'm not sure that.
What that one is.
All right. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.